pain.
Ah, getting low. And talking about getting low, well, I suppose getting down to it, at least. Anyway, it's the Sports Bite, brought to you proudly by Dwell Properties.
Well, it's a Tuesday morning, and you know what that means. Of course, it's time for the Dwell Sports Bite, proudly sponsored by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist, especially here in the beautiful north coast of KwaZulu-Natal. But I tell you what, it wasn't too beautiful on Sunday when the heavens opened and the rain came pouring down over Durban Country Club for the Investec South African Open Championships. It's always great when KZN hosts events, but the rain seems to come with it, and this was no exception. It came down to a playoff between Dylan Naidu from South Africa and Britain's Laurie Canter, and we are proud to say that Dylan Naidu, a hometown hero, took home the South African Open Championships. What a victory on a rain-soaked and drenched Durban Country Club. But this allows him entrance into the British Open, and how great is it to have a homegrown winner here in KwaZulu-Natal for the South African Open Championships. Moving on to cricket, and of course the Proteas are into the semi-finals, where they will face the Black Caps coming up in the ICC Champions Trophy. They hammered the English by 7 wickets, something we all really do like to see. Marco Jansen, the man of the match there. In the other semi-final, India will face Australia in a battle of the top two teams in the world, with everything to play for. Fingers crossed for our Proteas boys over there. Moving along on to some FA Cup football action from the weekend. The big result, Man United were dumped out of the FA Cup by Fulham. They lost on penalties. Brighton won 2-1 against Newcastle, with 2 red cards being shown in that match. Aston Villa won 2-0, and unfortunately Manchester City ended Plymouth Argyle's fantasy run with a 3-0 victory. On to the rugby and the URC Rugby Championships. Again, local derbies this weekend. The Stormers made the trek up to Pretoria and came out 19-16 victors against the Bulls. And then, of course, the Lions hosted the Sharks. Unfortunately, our beloved Sharkies couldn't put up much of a fight, scoring in the last few minutes, but ran out losers to the Lions 38-14. On some local school sports here on the North Coast and in Durban, don't forget on Thursday is the Durban and Districts Gala for Girls at St. Mary's. And of course on Friday is the Boys Durban and Districts A Gala, which is hosted at DGC. And then keeping it really local, of course, you know, being a Dwell Property sponsored event, this, some of the boys of the North Coast made the trip up to Boshhook for a little golf tour weekend away. And what's a golf tour if you can't brag about it on a Tuesday morning on the Dwell Property Sports Bite? So off the boys went to Boshhook and the Sons of Paulus. Many of them reside in estates here on the North Coast. One on a playoff against Muzzy's Babies. And I'll tell you what, apparently the real loser was the curry that they ate on the Saturday, as well as the headaches that they drove home with on Sunday. That's it for the Dwell Sports Bite for a Tuesday. We'll see you next week. Don't forget, proudly sponsored by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist.